From the viewpoint of yoga and Ayurveda, that underlying unified field of pure awareness, Satchit Ananda, is expressing as this creative evolutionary dance we call life, the universe. And it's expressing in cycles the dance of expansion and contraction expresses as cycles everywhere. So from an Ayurvedic viewpoint, we understand so many cycles that are influencing us at any one time. Within the whole span of life, the first stage of life, in childhood, we require so much structural development, building up these bodies. So this is a period of life where kapha is dominating. As we get to the middle stage of life, this is very much a pitta dominant stage. And the last stage of life, the last third of life, we could say vata starts to dominate more. And this is very apparent. If you look at people when they retire around the world, here in Australia, there's a habit for many people that live in the southern states to move north, Victorians moving to the Gold Coast in Queensland for warmer weather. In the states, many from the East Coast, New York and Boston, etc., they head south to Florida for a warmer retirement because vata, it's dry and cold and naturally seeks more warmth. So this is a reflection of this increase in vata in the latter years of our life. So as well as having the cycle of vata, pitta, kapha within the whole lifespan, we also have cycles where we could say there's stellar cycles that are influencing us. There are seasonal cycles that reflect the movement of the earth around the sun. So within each year we have the different seasons, depending on where you live, but the seasons will reflect more of a dominance of vata, pitta or kapha. In many parts of the world, southern Australia included, and for much of the US and Europe, it's very simple. When we move into springtime, it's a time when everything around us is abundantly growing. There's a tremendous development of the structure of the plants. And this is a time when kapha is dominating more. So we have to be very careful that we don't end up with kapha imbalance. So this is a time to reduce kapha. And when we get into summertime, summer is a time of strong pitta, fire element, and strong pitta time. So we do everything we can to cool down, to relax, to not get over-focused, too serious about life. And as we move into autumn, so if it's still quite hot in early autumn, then pitta is still quite dominant. But as the cool nights come and we start to feel that drying, cooling influence, vata is kicking in. And so vata becomes very strong during autumn. Just look at deciduous trees, what happens with the leaves. And that leads us into winter, which is normally a very vata time, cold and dry in many places. So this is how the doshas operate in the seasonal cycles. So this is a factor we always need to take into account in making sure we are attentive to stay in balance. And then there are monthly cycles. So all of these cycles are rhythms in nature. And the monthly cycles have a significant influence on us as well. If you're a fisherman or you live by the sea, you'll be acutely aware of the rhythms of the lunar cycle, how it influences all the life you come across in the ocean or in the rivers. But it's actually, of course, influencing every being on the planet. And within the monthly cycle, this is also reflected in a woman's menstrual cycle, that monthly cycle. We have the range of Kapha, Vata and Pitta. So when the moon is waxing, this is a time when Kapha is stronger. So full moon is associated with a peak Kapha time. And when it's waning, then of course Vata is increasing. So the new moon is associated with more Vata. And if we equate this with how women's cycle operates, we'll find that if a woman was completely aligned with nature and the laws of nature, and in fact all women were, we tend to find that the cycling would reflect the moon cycle, so that the time for the period, the menstruation, that flow cycle would be at the end of the waning moon. And this is a time, the actual time of the period is a time of strong Vata. We're really clearing the system, and Apana Vata is very active. So this is a very strong Vata time. The period after the flow finishes is very much a time as Kapha is starting to develop more. So the first part of the cycle after the period is a period of more Kapha. And this is followed by Pitta during the last part of the cycle. And Vata, of course, is increasing as we get close to the period, and it's very strong during that period time. So this is how it operates in a woman's monthly cycle, but every one of us, all beings on the planet, are influenced by the cycles of the moon. And in the yogic world, in Vedic science, it's quite precise. Each day of the lunar cycle is attributed to particular qualities and particular energies. So if you were interested, you can really learn a lot about the nature of the influences that reflected in the lunar cycles. But this is something we all need to be mindful of. When it comes to the daily cycles of Vata, Pitta and Kapha, it's considered to be six cycles within a 24-hour period. This reflects the spin of the earth on its axis, the diurnal rhythms of nature. And the times vary a little according to the time of the year, but this is a general guide, and you'd have to take into account daylight saving and other factors to be precise about it. But as a general guide, between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., this is a Vata time. Vata is strong, so it's a time of clarity and stillness, a time of lightness. And that Vata time is followed by a Kapha time. So ideally in a yogic and Ayurvedic lifestyle, we wake up and get up before Kapha time. So we want to wake up and get up in the Vata period, and that way we'll feel much clearer and more energized and ready for the day. And in fact, this period before sunrise is highly regarded as a time for yogic practice because of that extra clarity. There's a time that's called Brahma Muhurta, the time of Brahman, which is in that period, before sunrise, when that's a time of great clarity. So it's considered very supportive for those that seek clarity and stillness in their practice. Now, when we, but of course, we always need to take into account what is comfortable in our lifestyle. So most people won't be getting up at that time to do their practice. However, if you can be up before the sun, that will make a difference in your life. Kapha time is really from about 6 till 10 a.m. Although at the moment where I'm living in Australia, we're in early autumn and we're still on daylight saving, so it's very different to that. Kapha time wouldn't start until about 7 a.m. here at this time. It definitely wouldn't start before 7, maybe even after 7. So it depends on where you are and the time, but generally, if we use as a guide about 6 a.m., Kapha time starts to kick in. And if you have a day off and you wake up in the way that you might normally wake up in the Vata time, but you just decide, oh, it's cold and I really don't have to do much, so I might just hang in bed. And let's say you sleep for another hour and a half. You sleep for an hour or an hour and a half into the Kapha time, and then you wake up and start to get up. What you'll generally find is you feel a lot hazier, duller, a bit groggier, because that's not the ideal time to be getting up. Whereas if you got up in the Vata time, you'd feel a lot fresher and clearer. Of course, Kapha time is a great time for doing strong exercise. From 10 a.m. to about 2 p.m., this is the time when the sun is the strongest in the sky. So this is the time when Pitta is at its peak. And so this is the time of day, middle of the day is definitely a time when your digestive system will be at its height for effectively digesting the main meal of the day. And most cultures through time have recognized that and adapted to that principle. Ideally, you have your main meal in the middle of the day, in that strong Pitta time. The Pitta time is followed by a Vata time again. So between 2 and 6 p.m., Vata is dominating in the daily rhythm. And some people might notice that, you know, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they might be at work and they might just start to become a little less focused, a little vaguer, they might space out. This is one of the factors, that it's a Vata time. So we can always take action to just reduce Vata. Warm drink, some focused little yoga practice, even some focused breathing and some simple chair yoga can often help us. But anything which will reduce Vata is going to help bring more focus and groundedness at that time of the afternoon. From 6 p.m. till 10 p.m., again, we go into a Kapha time. And ideally, we go to bed, go to sleep before the end of the Kapha time. If you've ever read small children's stories during Kapha time, and you might have found that you were falling asleep, but then you wake up and you get active, and you'll find that if you stay up in the Pitta time from 10 till, that's 10 p.m. till about 2 a.m., as you stay up beyond 10 p.m., you'll start to find you get energy, because Pitta is kicking in, you'll be energized, you'll be active. And as you get more towards the middle of Pitta time, midnight, you might find you get the midnight munchies, because Pitta is very strong and you'll be feeling it as hunger often. Now, we definitely don't want to be eating at that time of the day, because the role of Pitta at that time is to be helping us digest the life experiences we've had during that day. So there's a lot of digestion on the level of the mental bodies that's taking place, as well as in the outer physiological level of the pranamaya kosha, and that's the energy body and the outer physical body. So this is a time And the body is trying to restore balance in many ways, and it's processing a lot of things. So if you're trying to digest food at that time, your body can't do the normal processing and repair work that it needs to do for good health. So we want to be sleeping during that pitta time. So if you can get to bed before 10, that pays great dividends, and the sleep before midnight is going to be extra beneficial for you. And then after the pitta time, from 2 a.m. to 6, again we come back to vata, where we started. So this is how the cycles of the daily rhythm manifest, and it's really valuable to bear them in mind with all the other cycles when we're trying to understand how we can live a more balanced life. Now, just what we do to balance at any one moment is going to be a product of many factors, because so many things could be influencing us. If it's the middle of summer and it's very, very hot, then most people will find that pitta and the fire element is very strong in your body and mind. So you need to be paying attention to doing the things that will balance pitta and staying cool and calm, relaxed, and enjoying lots of play and fun as well. But it could happen that you're in that pitta time and there's a day that it's suddenly very cold and windy, an unseasonal day. And that would mean that vata is increasing. The sudden change of weather means vata's increasing strongly. If there's strong wind, that increases the vata even more. So you'll have to be extra attentive to balance vata. You could again be in a, it could be the middle of winter and it's a strong vata time, but you're really working on a project that you're passionate about and you're putting in so much time and everything else is forgotten in the interests of this project. And you get over-focused, you get very serious, and you're really pushing it, and your pitta increases greatly and is out of balance. So you're going to, and you might find that you're a bit sharp with people, a bit direct, or you might be getting frustrated and angry if it's strong. So we need to give attention to not only balancing vata, but pitta. So there can be so many factors that are shaping what is going on for us at any one moment, and we always need to attend to what is most out of balance. So the dosha that is most out of balance needs to be settled before we can attend to the others. Often this will be vata, because vata is thrown out anytime you have say a conflict. You have a conflict and maybe you find out some information that someone's done something, it really upsets you. In that moment where you find that out, you get a shock. Vata increases greatly, and what that will do, it'll throw out your pitta as well. So you get upset, you get angry. So vata and pitta both need to be settled. So this is just an introduction to the rhythms of nature and how the doshas manifest in these cycles. We're going to be able to learn a lot more about it, how we can take action to get back in balance if we're out of balance, and what we can do to maintain balance. A daily rhythm that reflects alignment with the rhythms of nature, a monthly rhythm, seasonal rhythms and annual rhythms make a big difference. So in Ayurveda, we want to attend to all these rhythms. Enjoy your journey and learning more to recognize signs of imbalance as they first start manifesting, and what you can do to actually come back into balance. Namaste.